Okay.
But
Well, I'm so jealous of Big Fatty getting to scratch offs from another country. And okay, I got 200 flululus and 50,000 flululus.
I heard that today. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Big Fatty gets everything.
And we get nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, I tell you.
But speaking of Christmas cards,
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty gets everything.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 740 of the BFO Far Far Right Day, the 3rd of December 2010, y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, show, y'all. Big Fatty has got some crema cards, and can you hear that? Hi everyone, I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. It is the first Friday in December, and y'all, we have moved into the holiday party time, and I know there's some of you going to be out there, and some of you are going to be having a little eggnog. Oh, Big Fatty, that Big Fatty. Y'all, before I forget, let me just open up the scratch-off for the 3rd of December from the holiday countdown that my grandson sent me. I might just mention all three of these have been on the roof of the gingerbread, the gingerbro house. And y'all, you rip it open and then you scratch it. And y'all, we got a gingerbro on the first day, and we got a crema tree on the second day. And y'all, today we have gotten some sort of fisting glove. Maybe it's a mitten. Big Fatty, a fisting glove. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, we don't have any matches yet. Not a winner yet, Big Fatty. Not a winner. But y'all, I've got these cards from the UCK that you heard, the albino, being very, very jealous about, y'all. And y'all, I'm gonna get around to, scratching those, cause y'all, that's the mystic dog and the money spider, speaking of fisting gloves. And y'all, those are from the Red FF Pup, over there in the UCK. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of the UCK, y'all, evidently there is some controversy. You know, I read you the e-letter I got from Steven the UCK saying that, oh, no, no, the BFO app will not work anymore. No, Big Fatty, not a winner. And y'all, evidently, there have been some other folks that have said, Big Fatty, it ought, according to the mechanical words here, it sounds like the BFO radio player should work. So y'all, I don't know if it's going to work or not. But anyway, regardless, thank you so much to everyone who's been worried about that. And y'all, one of the things that isn't working, however, are the comments over at the BFO. And y'all, I was like, well, nobody commented. Normally that can Beaver comments from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, or you know, other folks. You know, they'll comment over there. And y'all, I hadn't got any comments in the e-letter box. Y'all, I went over to the BFO, and y'all, there are all kinds of comments over there. And I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And evidently, there are some problems with the Twitter direct messages and all this kind of stuff. So y'all, if I haven't responded to your comments, it's because I didn't get them. Even though they did post at the BFO, you know, no! And, but y'all, today they've started working, but so I don't know, it's not that I'm ignoring you, because I love y'all, you know, if you were here, we'd have an eggnog together, but, you're not. Y'all, speaking of eggnog, can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, that is the, fried poke chop and the rice and gravy and some, pound cake with, strawberries. Not as good as the strawberry cobbler, though. But y'all, evidently there was some Mennonites in the office today, and they brought us an Amish cake or something like that, an angel food cake. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I didn't try it, though, because, you know, I don't want to get those Big Fatty with dreadlocks. Oh, Big Fatty dreadlocks. BF dreadlocks. That's lovely. Anyways, because, you know, I'm not sure dreadlocks would really suit me. But, you know, you never know. Perhaps that will find a picture of me in dreadlocks. Ah, Big Fatty, you know how to set it up for disaster. y'all, I went to the Publix on Wednesday after I recorded the Thursday show, and y'all, wasn't a whole lot on sale, but you know, I had to get over there to get that good $10 off the $50 gas card. And y'all, Wednesday was the last day of the $50 gas card discount. So y'all, I went and I bought by the way, the penny coupon was a gallon, not a quote, but a gallon of the Publix bleach. And y'all, Straight Bob is coming to visit here in a couple of weeks. In fact, 2 weeks from today, he will be here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, Big Fatty's got to get it all bleached up. Y'all, even if it's not clean, it's got to smell clean. That's all I got to say. And y'all, they had the Klondike ice cream sandwiches on sale. And then, y'all, I bought some bananas, too. They weren't real ripe, so that's good because they'll have time to ripen. And some, just all kinds of stuff. Y'all, I bought me a pot roast. I figured I'd make me a pot roast because, you know, Miss West spoke so highly of a pot roast in the slow cooker. And y'all, if it's vulgar, I'll just turn it into soup. Because y'all, the weather rat is on right now, and I am expecting him to declare Thursday night the first soup night of the year. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And, but y'all, I spent and I got the $50 gas card. So y'all, I spent $74 and 79 cents, but y'all, I saved $18.35, and y'all, $50 of that is for gasoline that I'm going to use later. Big Fatty, everything you got at the Publix is going to give you gas. Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's true. So y'all, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, especially since $50 of it'll be reused again. Yes, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Y'all, I was out and about, and I ran by the P.O. box, and y'all, there was not one. There was not two. There was not three, but y'all, there were four cards in the P.O. box, and y'all, we're just going to open it. Y'all, the first one is from the patron, same as the BFO, Mr. Tim Cormall, and y'all, the envelope is, it's a foil envelope, and it has got all kinds of little pretty birds and little baths on it, and ointments and everything. Y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. And then on the inside, oh, Lord, y'all, I don't believe, this is one of those cards that is not as big as the envelope, y'all, it's deceiving, it is just deceiving, y'all, inside there's a bear sitting on top of a pretty little package, and he's got a little red bird sitting on his head, and y'all, you open it up, oh, dear God, see, look at this, oh, y'all, it all jumps around. It's all cut out and everything. And y'all, there are three little baths and cutouts. And oh, it's just lovely. And y'all, it's all glittery and foily. Big Fatty loves this one. Best wishes for the holiday season. And y'all, there's no place to write, so you have to write on the back. And it says, Big Fatty, hope you're having. No, not Big Fatty. Get your eyes checked. Hope you have a wonderful crema and a very happy horror new year. Hope to see you sometime in 2011. Love the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cormall and Ron Prada Soho. P.S. I'm writing this card with my fabulous Big Fatty pen, December 2010. Y'all, that is a pretty card. I haven't seen this one. That's just lovely. And, but y'all, it's just, it's an ex. Y'all, you can just tell, you can look at it and tell it's more than a 99-cent card. Man, Patty, move forward. And so, Tim and Ron, thank you so much for that. And you know there'll be a commemorative BFO card in the mail to you soon. Now, y'all, the next one is from my youngest daughter out there in California. And you know she lives down there near that Miss West. Maybe they'll be making crema cookies or something. But y'all, I don't think that's gonna happen this year. But I wish that it would, because I think that would bring joy and happiness to her heart if she did that. And y'all, it's just a plain white envelope. Y'all, it's almost as if there might be something vulgar inside. But we'll see. Oh dear God, see y'all. Y'all on the y'all it, on the front is a picture of Santa Claus, and he's in his sleigh, and his face is right up at the reindeer's ass, and y'all there's a fart coming out of the reindeer's ass, and y'all let's just see what it says here. Oh, dear Gussie, you hear that? Dear Gussie, and y'all she writes Volga. And it says, pulled by reindeer passing gas. Merry crema. And y'all, she did change it to crema. She was afraid that she had not done that, but she had, y'all. And y'all, it says, Fatty Daddy, I hope you have a merry crema and a fabulous new year. Love, Nessa. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. Can you hear that again? Oh, big fatty, it's just like you. It's just vulgar. Y'all, that is just as cute as it can be. Brad Freddy, if there's a Christmas card with some farting involved, the people will find it for you. Now, y'all, the next one here is, I'm not sure who this is from. Let's just see. Let's just see. Y'all, it is from, I don't know where that's from. Massachusetts, maybe? I don't know. Big Freddy, just open it and read it. Y'all, once again, a plain white envelope. But y'all, inside there's a snowflake. There is a snowflake, and it is a foil snowflake, a silver foil snowflake on a white card. And it says in silver foil writing, season's greetings. And y'all, it says, aww. Y'all, this is from, I just can't believe it, y'all. It says, with best wishes for the holiday season. Y'all, it is from Princess Hannah. I haven't heard from Princess Hannah in forever, y'all. I just assumed she had unsubscribed. And y'all, maybe she has, but she just wanted the BFO card. I don't know. And y'all, it says, Happy Christmas. And y'all, it's also signed by Jordan. And it says, Love, Princess Hannah. But y'all, maybe Princess Hannah is still listening. But I hope Jordan didn't, because y'all, it's not appropriate for Jordan to be listening to Big Fatty. But Princess Hannah, that is the sweetest thing. Oh, that just makes me very happy. Ah, Big Fatty. Well, Princess Hannah, we'll have to get a card off to you. And I'll have to remember to, if I write something vulgar in the card, don't read that part to Jordan. Y'all, the last card I have today is a yellow envelope. It is a yellow envelope. And y'all, this one is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, it is from Moose. And let's just see what it is. Oh, dear. I see, y'all, it is a reindeer. And it... it's a reindeer. And instead of antlers, he's got one of those Chinooka candle holders. For antlers. And y'all, it says, oi, oi, oi. And it says, Saul, the little known Chinooka reindeer. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. And aw, Moose, that is so sweet. And y'all, it says, Happy Chinooka, 8 scratch-offs for 8 nights. Moose. Oh, that is so sweet. And y'all, there's a $5 bill in here, too. I don't know why. But anyway, y'all, there are 8 scratchers. So I guess I'm supposed to open, scratch one of these for each night during Chinooka. Ah, lovely. Lovely. And y'all, it is the triple Tripler, the Pure Gold, the Spicier Hot Cash, the $50,000 jackpot, and the Hot Hundreds. Those are the $2 cards. And y'all, then there are three $1 cards. It's the Triple Win, the Lucky Sevens, and the Double Wide. No, not Double Wide. Big Freddy, that's you. Double Wide. The Double Wild Cherries. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Moose, that is so nice. Y'all, I'm going to have to scratch one of these every night. Just like when I open it for my grandson. And y'all, I don't know what the $5 bill is for. But thank you, Moose. Lovely. Maybe that's to send it back to him for the winnings. So anyway, Moose, that's just lovely. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I am the bearer of bad news, y'all, because Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, he told me in the office today at the coal mine that he will not be available for the LFC tonight. So, y'all, there will be no LFC tonight. Dear gushy Big Freddy, that's just terrible. So anyway, but y'all, before the time gets away from me, y'all, I'm going to do the Hot 100s. Lots of $100 top prizes match any of your numbers to either of the winning numbers in the play area and win the prize for that number, reveal a sunshine symbol, and win $50 instantly. Y'all, let's just see what the winning numbers are. And the winning numbers are number 9. And they are number 14. All right, y'all. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Y'all, I got 10 numbers to scratch here. Oh, Back Friday, we just love it when there's lots of numbers for you to scratch. Y'all, the first one's a number 8. Not a winner. Y'all, the next one. Oh, it's a number 9. That's a winner, Big Freddy. Big Freddy is a winner. Oh, dear Gussie, I can't believe it. Y'all, the next one is a number 14. That's a winner also. I'm not looking at the prize yet, though. The next one is a number 1. And then there is a number 15. And, y'all, then there is a number 20. Y'all, Big Freddy, you're a winner. Number 12. Did I say number 20? And number 12. And, y'all, there's another number 9. It's a three-time winner. I cannot believe it. And then there's a number 5. And then a number 6. Y'all, it has won 3 times on this one card. I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Y'all, you can tell the number 1 fan sent this to Big Fatty. Well, y'all, let's see what the first prize is. The first prize is $5. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, is $5. And y'all, the next prize is Degussie. Big Freddy, it is another $5. Y'all can't believe it. It's $10. It's a $10 win already. Oh, happy Chinooka, Big Freddy. Happy Chinooka. And y'all, then the last number 9. Let's see what it is down here. Y'all, it is another $5. Y'all, it's a $15 card. Y'all, it was a $2 card, and Big Freddy won $15 on it. Oh, dear Gussie, moves a happy Chinooka to Big Freddy, and lovely. That is just lovely. Well, Moose, I will. I'm gonna stick this one in with your crema card when Big Freddy gets it sent out to you. Yes, Big Freddy, that is just lovely. Y'all, I can't wait. I can't wait to open up your. Oh, dear Gussie, I can't wait to open up the rest of these Chinooka cards, Big Freddy. Now, y'all. Let's just see. What have I got going on this weekend? Y'all, we've got some friends from the Jacksonville Horror Club coming up to Upchuck this weekend. So we're going to go to the Greek restaurant on Saturday evening and have a little supper with them. And y'all, then we'll be going out to... for adult beverages, y'all. Yes, Big Freddy, we know you love an adult beverage. And y'all, if I'm lucky, there will be a gentleman caller this weekend, unless he has picked up a little crotch critter or some kind of scabbing, oozing sore or something like that.
Big Freddy gets everything.
Oh, Big Freddy, get a sow for it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.